highs. Swing traders discover great rewards in uncharted territory. Stocks at new highs generate unique momentum properties that ignite sharp price movement. But these dynamic breakouts can also demonstrate very unexpected behavior. Old SR battlegrounds disappear at new highs, and few chart references remain to guide execution. Risk escalates with each promising setup in this volatile environment. The final breakout to new highs completes a stock's digestion of overhead supply. But the struggle for greater price gains still continues. These strong markets often undergo additional testing and base building before resuming their dynamic uptrends. Watch this building process through typical pattern development seen during these events. New high stocks may return to test the top of prior resistance several times. This can force a series of stepping ranges before trend finally surges upward. Some issues go vertical immediately when they enter these breakouts. New high trade analysis faces the challenge of predicting which outcome is more likely. Let accumulation distribution indicators and the developing pattern guide decision-making at these interfaces. Accumulation distribution indicators, or ACDIS, consistently signals whether new highs will escalate immediately or just mark time. Price either leads or lags accumulation. When stocks reach new highs without sufficient ownership or buying pressure, they will usually pause to allow these broad forces to catch up. When accumulation builds more strongly than price, the initial thrust to new highs confirms the indicator's signal. Odds then favor that the breakout will trigger a fresh round of buying interest and force price to take off immediately with no basing phase. How long should a rally last when a stock breaks to new highs? Physics teaches that the star that burns brightest extinguishes itself long before one that emits a cooler, darker light. So it is with market rallies. Parabolic moves cannot sustain themselves over the long haul. Alternatively, stocks that struggle for each point of gain eventually give up and roll over. So logic dictates that the most durable path for uptrends lies somewhere in between these two extremes. Overbought conditions trigger a decline in price momentum and illustrate one ever-present danger when trading new highs. Stocks may stop rising at any moment and start extended sideways movement. Watch rallies closely to uncover early warning signs for this range development. The first break in a major trend line that follows a big move flags the end of a trend and beginning of sideways congestion. Exit momentum-based positions until conditions once again favor rapid price change. In this environment, consider counter-trend swing trades if reward risk opens up good opportunities. But stand aside as volatility slowly dissipates and crowd participation fades. Tops. No trend lasts forever. Crowd enthusiasm eventually outpaces a stock's fundamentals, and the rally stalls. But topping formations do not end uptrends all by themselves. This stopping point may only signal a short pause that finally yields to higher prices, or it may represent a long-term high just before a major collapse. Learn to evaluate topping ranges by understanding the psychology that drives them. Then, get in the reversal door early and allow the herd to trigger sharp price expansion. Classic topping formations take forever to issue their reversal signals. Head and shoulders and double tops draw complex distribution patterns as the crowd slowly loses faith. While the swing trader waits, the herd takes notice of the action and all stand together to wait for the eventual breakdown. Since common knowledge offers few good opportunities, access to early warning of trend change provides a needed edge for profit. Every popular topping formation draws its own unique pattern features, but all tell a common tale of crowd disillusionment. Whether it evolves through the loss of faith of the head and shoulders or the slow capitulation of the rising wedge. The final result remains the same. Price breaks sharply to lower levels, while unhappy stockholders unload positions as quickly as they can. Value and improving fundamentals attract knowledgeable holders early in a rally, but the motivation for new participants degenerates as an uptrend progresses. News of a budding stock rally creates excitement and attracts a greedier crowd. These momentum players slowly outnumber the value investors, and price movement becomes more volatile. The issue continues upward as this frantic buying crowd feeds on itself, well beyond most reasonable price targets. Both fire and ice can kill uptrends. As long as the greater fool mechanism holds, each new long allows the previous one to turn a profit. But the right conditions eventually come along to force a climax to the upside action. A shock event can suddenly erupt to kill the buying enthusiasm and force a sharp reversal. Or the trend's fuel may just run out as the last buyer takes a final position. In either case, the stock loses its ability to defy gravity and stops rising. Many swing traders mistakenly assume bulls turn into bears immediately following a dramatic high-volume reversal. They enter ill-advised short sales well before the pattern physics rob the crowd's enthusiasm. These early sales provide fuel for the intense short covering rallies that most topping formations exhibit. Keep in mind that reversals only turn trends into sideways markets. Topping patterns must complete before they turn sideways markets into declines. Limit entry to classic fade strategies at the edges of SR until the breakdown begins. Then initiate trend-following short sales to capitalize on crowd disillusionment and panic.